I got a little treat for y'all tonight. We're gonna see if he still got some magic in that mic.
Tomorrow, start the pilgrimage to Myrtle Beach for the convention.
I wish we had known you guys back in our day.
Well, I'd say it's still your day, ma'am.
I mean, if this really is our last ride, what if we make up some new routine?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm not the target audience for Magic Mike XXL. Let's just get that out there. Now, the movie takes place 3 years after the first film, with Mike pulled back in the world of male entertainment when his old crew convince him to go to Myrtle Beach for one last show at a big stripper convention. That's it. That's the plot. Nothing more. At all. But then again, people aren't seeing this movie for the plot, which amounts to little more than a male stripper version of a Judy Garland Mickey Rooney film about putting together a big show. Instead, they're seeing it for sweaty shirtless guys, and at least in that respect, the film delivers. Unfortunately, the dance sequences are plodding and uninspired, and sometimes even goofy to the point of not being sexy. However, you're a mere Google image search away from more revealing pictures and videos of the male form, so it's not worth the money for admission for that reason. Unless you're desperate to share in the communal male stripper experience without actually having to visit a real club and keep your perceived dignity, Magic Mike XXL is a complete bust. Magic Mike XXL gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.